If you have a teenage daughter, I highly recommend going with her to the store when she's going to pick out her Halloween costume. I did, and I was stunned to see the costumes that were there because there weren't any that I would think were appropriate.
You know what I love about Halloween? It's the one night of the year chicks use to unleash their inner hobag. If a girl dresses up as a witch, she's a slutty witch. If she's a cat, she's a slutty cat. If she's a nurse...
Wow, we get it.
That's actually Neil Patrick Harris's character Barney in the TV show How I Met Your Mother. But really, that conversation is probably happening elsewhere in the nation. And here to explain it to us, or at least help me, hopefully make me feel better about it, Sandra Santos-Drejas. Sandra is a certified parrot educator and the founder of the Happy Healthy Hip Parenting blog. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
You've actually written about this very topic. Is this just us as old people complaining about kids today?
Oh, gosh. I hope not. Are you calling me old?
No, but it makes me feel old when I see these costumes. I mean, they all look unbelievably provocative.
Right. No, I definitely agree. And in fact, I had written about that very thing 2 years ago. So still, it's relevant. Unfortunately, I think it's getting even worse. Like you said, it's hard to find a costume for the in-between age. You know, for younger kids, great. For adults, they have their own place. But yes, the teenagers are... you know, having to decide, is Halloween for me, and how appropriate are the costumes out there for them?
Well, we ended up having a search all over the internet. We couldn't buy straight from our Halloween costume store because there literally was nothing there that was appropriate unless it was like SpongeBob.
I mean, right, exactly, right.
So well, make your own costumes. I think it's outrageous, the crap that they're selling these days. I mean, Lindsay Lohan costumes, excuse me? I don't think so.
Snooki and Lady Gaga are the top-selling costumes right now.
Well, and I think, you know, when we were growing up, you know, and around that age, we created our own costumes. I don't even think Halloween stores existed. It was something more fun and creative to come up with a unique idea. And now it's just obviously very commercialized.
Okay, so how do we deal with this? In my particular case, I ended up giving a big lecture on the difference between being attractive and just provoking interest. But how does a parent deal with this? When your kid is coming to you and say, this is the costume I want.
Well, I think there's a good opportunity to have a discussion and really ask your child, what is it about this costume that appeals to you? Why did you choose this costume? And put it in their position to answer that question, to think about it, to think things through. And maybe they might have a reason that, you know, we'll start a new discussion. Hopefully it's not, you know, because they want to show their bodies off. I can't imagine young girls would say that to their parents. But, you know, there might be other underlying things that will get you to open up this conversation about what it really is about Halloween that still appeals to that teenager that they want to be involved in. And then you can go from there as far as, you know, where their answer takes you.
Is it a question of self-esteem, quickly, Sandra?
I'm sorry?
Is it a question of self-esteem?
It could be. You never know. You know, I was talking to a friend about this last night who has a 13-year-old daughter, and she had the same issue as you. They went shopping for Halloween costumes, and the 13-year-old didn't feel comfortable with the inappropriateness of the costumes, and she was frustrated trying to find something that she could feel comfortable wearing. And, of course, her mom was relieved that she didn't want to wear any of these outfits that showed off too much. So it depends on the child. It depends on the age.
And what's important is really to have that conversation. That's Sandra Santos-Drejas, founder of the
Short Conversation in My House.
Healthy Hip Parenting Blog. That's what my husband says, too.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.